Listen to this awesome story, The Night Shift by Digital Ink at Send Me Goodies. Visit our TikTok shop or visit our website at www.sendmegoodies.com for awesome merchandise, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and more. And listen to our Send Me Radio while you shop for awesome content. Send Me Radio is an internet streaming radio station. Download today from the App Store. To everyone on the job, I know it's not easy, but amidst the many challenges you show up every day, continue to be consistent and God will surely reward you. Now listen to this awesome story and be encouraged. Ada, a seasoned travel nurse, was well acquainted with the hectic pace of London life. She knew how hectic life in the city could be, and even more challenging her career as a travel nurse, working on the night shift. She often felt burnt out, however, no one to complain to, as her colleagues were all facing their own individual challenges. Staff shortages and lack of sleep, nevertheless, they showed up, with a warm smile and a cup of tea, to keep them going. Yet, for Ada, navigating the maze of the night shifts at a bustling city hospital remained a daunting task. Her latest shift was a grueling marathon of nonstop emergencies that stretched into the early hours of the morning. Exhausted, Ada boarded the 7 a.m. train out of the busy King's Cross station alongside several colleagues. The city's congested public transport system made driving your own personal vehicles almost redundant. And furthermore, she was even too exhausted to concentrate on driving. As she boarded the train, she almost immediately drifted off into a very deep sleep. It was almost as if she couldn't wait to board so that she could get to bed. Have you ever been on the train early in the morning and see heads nodding, mouths drooling, and people falling from their seats? Just know, they are more than likely coming off the night shift. Wearing her sky blue scrubs, thought she tried to use her coat to cover it, Ada and slumped against the window, her ID badge swung in rhythm with the train to its own tune. Her neatly tied ponytail had loosened by this, framing her tired face with wispy strands. Nearby, a group of doctors and nurses from the same shift sprawled across the train seats, their collective snoring forming a strangely comforting chorus against the train's rumble. All the other people who had freshly boarded the train stood back and shared occasional glances as they buried their heads in their morning newspaper. Some had their headphones on, others just stared blankly ahead of them as if nothing nor no one else existed. As the train clacked along, all the crew from Ada's previous shift were deep in sleep, far from the chaos of the emergency room. Unbeknownst to Ada, she was speeding past her intended stop, lost in much-needed slumber. As the train doors opened and closed, mind the gap, the popular phrase you'll hear on the London Underground train. However, Ada was in another world, oblivious to anything that was happening around her. Suddenly, in her dreams, a colorful cast of different characters appeared. For some strange reason, Ada realized that she was sitting in the front row seat at the theater watching her own dream with a box of popcorn and was laughing and enjoying the performance. First up was Sir Snores-a-Lot, a portly, mustachioed doctor whose snores shook imaginary surgical tools in the empty operating room. He frantically tried to harmonize a chorus of snores to the tune of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Then, next there was Captain Catheter, the person responsible for inserting the four needles. Terminologies are different in different countries. However, he swooped through the hospital wards with his red cape fluttering. Known for his flawless vein-finding ability, he paused to adjust his bifocals before flying off to the next patient. Then there were the twin dietitians, Salty and Sweet, who were bickered endlessly at each other over the hospital menu. Their animated debate escalated, turning the cafeteria into a battlefield of everyone tossing food back and forth. Then lastly was Mr. Mumbles, an anesthesiologist, mumbled so indecipherably that some thought he spoke in ancient incantations. Now we are going to administer a cocktail, comprising of meperidine for the cholangiopancreatography. Then there was a large outburst of applauded, yeah. Ada suddenly awake, as the train came to a halt, and the rays of light came rushing through the window, all the doors suddenly flung open and Ada was the only one left on the train, at the very final train stop. They were no longer underground, but now at the ending of the train line, in an obscure part of town, very far from her home, in North London, and without her purse, bank, or credit cards. Ada felt confused and had a moment of panic as she tried to figure out even what day it was and what she was doing on the train. She was even having a pounding headache. Then it all came back to her. She immediately went into her critical thinking mode and remembered that fortunately she could pay using her phone. She crossed over to the other side of the train station, heading back in the opposite direction. She realized that she was 2 hours away from home. However, she placed the phone on the card reader and managed to buy another train ticket with her digital wallet. Her return home was agonizingly very slow as she thought about the fact that she had to return to work again in the evening, and her time was slowly slipping by, seeing that she had missed her stop. She thought she may as well continue sleeping for the next 2 hours so that by the time she got home, it would have been just enough time to eat, grab a shower, and prepare for another shift, doing it all over again. However, this time without missing her stop, she decided to set an alarm and put it on vibrate to ensure the alarm wouldn't be ignored. Despite the fatigue, Ada tackled her day with resilience, her mind often returning to her morning ordeal as she laughed and shared what had happened with her colleagues over a cup of tea during their 3 a.m. downtime, and suddenly they had to chase off to a code blue announced over the telecom. As her day ended, the cumulative exhaustion was undeniable, yet she prepared for another night shift, fueled by a quiet determination of paying the mortgage, paying to go back to school to get another degree, paying for her car, and the list of responsibilities reminded her of why she had to do it in the first place. The story of Ada's night and day highlights the quiet strength of those who work tirelessly behind the scenes, their challenges unseen but their spirits unbreakable. This not only happens in the world of nursing, but with so many other occupations that require us to work at nights or even during the days. Remember to take care of yourselves, rest when you can, and eat healthy. At the end of the shift, Ada jumped on the train, and as the train neared its destination, reality began to seep back. However, this time her alarm had woken her up. The rising sun cast a soft glow on her colleagues' faces as they awoke. Together, they shared a moment of laughter and fatigue, stepping off the train, ready for another day after a brief respite.